When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
it's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there, my name's Evan. I'm a dumb dad as well.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, pal.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening. I'll do a little, housekeeping up front.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll just say, you know,
okay.
If you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so. You know, we could really use it. It helps boost, give us the 5-star. You can even put a dumb dad moment in the review, and we'll keep an eye out for those. Or you guys can just DM us, email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com. We want to hear... I would like to know that I'm not the dumbest person.
I think you're going to say in the room. I was like, I'm sitting right here, Kevin. It's true. We love reading
you
them.
Said
we
it.
Do
it.
We do
you
our,
said
I
it.
I know. Because you know what? I like to acknowledge the truth and recognize it so that I can move forward.
Okay.
My dating profile has been updated to summers are great. So I went with just, you know, something more.
You saw last week's podcast clip?
Yeah.
That we posted online.
I loved it. It was so great. The best part about when we do a podcast, we just want to be honest and real and open and say what's on your mind, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as I went down on this tangent about what might read as a single line way in a social media or dating platform way to like tell me about yourself in one sentence. But unknowingly, I was just picking
kind of the worst stuff to say.
Kind of the worst stuff to say if in terms of like a dating profile. Some people did come to my.
Go to the last podcast and listen to it if you're not sure what we're talking about.
Or, you know what? Don't even do that. Go on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, don't listen to the podcast. No, no, no. Evan's right.
Hold on. Let me finish. Go on YouTube and watch it because Kevin's reaction, the look on your face, when I was like a dating profile, I would say like, I hate a fat wallet or I really appreciate a quality zipper. You were just like, we're recording.
I was like, what?
Like, I was like, I'm just trying to be like, I'm not thinking of it in any way. So like going there was
fine.
Like.
Fine. It just couldn't be more obvious that you married your high school sweetheart. That you think, you know what, off the cuff, this is what I'd put on my dating profile. It's like, all right, not even a little bit in that pool.
And then I'm like emailing, I can't even name one, Tinder. I don't even know. I'm emailing. I got no hits in my profile.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what's going
on.
You
like, checked the married box. Unreal.
Unbelievable. What a dummy. Anyway, here we are. Here we sit.
Here we are. What
day is it? I couldn't even tell you.
We are into February now. And
January, again, 2 years in a row. January is like, what is it, like 50 days long?
Here's what's crazy. That's perfect that you say that because... We're out of the holiday season. Our kids went back whenever, the 8th or something. Like that. I don't remember what it was. But like they've
not
been,
soon enough.
But they've been back for a bit.
Sure.
They've been back for a few weeks.
What happened?
And I'm just hitting a wall. Like I'm hitting a wall already. It's not good.
What kind of wall?
I don't... Old?
Uh-huh.
I just, you know...
What are you over?
All of it. I've been... working out more. I've been eating better.
Okay.
And my body still, it feels like a bag of Doritos that someone sat on. Just the inside is rattling.
Bottom heavy.
Yeah, bottom heavy. And
a little bit too airy up top.
It seems like it's going to pop. I like my back's. It's like,
what's going on with
back's
your
hurting.
Routine?
I'm tired all the time. I think it's the winter that we've had like an unseasonable like amount of rain. An unusual amount of rain in LA that's just been overcast and every day. And
the turn you are taking.
What do you mean?
Right in front of our eyes.
What?
Of all the, this is what's happening right now. You know what's happening right now? Karma.
Karma?
That's what's happening, yeah. What? The amount of times you refer to me as the old man with my crinkly knees or stupid face or whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Yeah, that's about right. Do you know what it is?
Payback time, my friend.
No, you know what it is?
Yeah, no, you're getting
it's
closer.
It's like you volunteer.
You're getting closer to the four number.
It's like when you volunteer at an old folks' home and you're like, I'm going to play Rummy Cube with them every day. And then you start like complaining about kids today because it's just like, that's what's happening to me. It's just.
You're transitioning into an older adult, closed off, the world sucks father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
Gripey old man.
Gripey old man complaining about Tinder.
Ready for a dumb dad moment?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this week, we started off Monday with a banger. And when my daughter went to bed Sunday night, she was like, my ear hurts. And we were like, I don't want to hear it. Go to bed.
Boy, what a pun.
Right? We're like, okay, honey, a little bit of Tylenol. Let's hope tomorrow morning she went, my ear hurts in the morning. Okay. Can't go to school. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're into our new house. Still trying to move out of our old house. It's a slow transition, especially when you got two little ones in elementary school, little kids. It's just, you're just chipping away at, I don't even know, a mountain. It's like, it's a mountain and we're just like using chisels to chip away at the mountain of like moving in between the two places. So obviously when we're like, and my wife took this week off to like really dedicate, like this will be the week I will take it off. We will like go over to the old place every day. You know, get rid of the stuff we don't want.
Yeah.
Clean it up, like all that stuff.
Gotcha.
So Monday of that dedicated, like, let's go get it done week. My daughter's like, my ear hurts when she wakes up in the morning. Okay. So we're going to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
She has an ear infection.
of course, she has an ear infection. So, okay, yeah. We got to order the antibiotics. We come home. So I'm getting stuff done at the new place. My wife brings her home. And she's like, okay, we had to order the stuff. It's going to be like 2.5 hours. So we couldn't just go get it right now. So in a little while, one of us will have to go get the antibiotics. I'm like, okay, no problem. So we're there for a while. But now it's like the same thing. Now it's like a weekend day. Can I have a snack? Can I do this? Can you help me with this? I want to change this. Where it's like, we're trying to get some work done. And like every 10 minutes.
You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. You are an angel. And if you could.
But you're so annoying for being sick
right
now.
Fly your way to school, that'd be great. And so, you know, it's just all that,
yep.
Which is fine or whatever. It's just like another, like, you know, it's like now we have a screwdriver. Somebody took the chisel out of our hands. Now we're chiseling with a screwdriver on the, against the mountain. It's awful.
Is it a power screwdriver or?
No, not even at all. It's like it's a flathead.
It's a flathead. Okay.
Rounded at the tips because it's been a paint can opener for like 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. This is, I'm glad we're answering the questions that the listeners
want to hear. So here's my dumb dad moment. Setting all that up to where the feeling is like, you're not supposed to be here right now. We're supposed to be getting like a lot of work done right now.
Right.
And my wife's like, hey, the antibiotics are ready. And she's like, hey, honey, do you want to come to the store with me to go get your medicine? No, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I was like, are you sure you don't want to go with mommy? No, not really. I bet if you went with her, she'll get you something sweet maybe.
Okay.
And she's like, I want to go. Pants on, goes and gets shoes, whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit of a selfish move because I was like, I'm outside cutting. I felt a little guilty too because a lot of the times that we've been in this transitional phase, my wife and I are both working and the kids, if they want something, they ask her like every time.
Right.
So like she just feels, she bears the weight of like, I can't get anything done. Even though the kids are occupied. Because if they want something, they come and ask her. And so she just feels like she gets interrupted so much.
Yeah.
And then if I have a question, I come in there, I'm yet another person that's like, hey, babe, can I ask you a question? She's like, And I'm like, oh, sorry, what's wrong? She's like, no, I just feel like, you know, everyone needs me. And I was like, right, that's unfair.
Do you think the kids don't ask you because you're working on the checkbook ledger?
They don't trust me in any way, shape, or form to do anything adulting. No adulting.
Aren't you like... proud of them for that, though? Like, recognizing danger when they see it?
Boom roasted. And so, anyway, so she's there, and I just feel guilty that she keeps going to my wife. So I was like, I was trying to say I could really try to finish the one thing I've been trying to finish for the last day if you went with mommy.
Right.
And I, you know, I knew my wife didn't care that much either way, just like driving her there and back. But it was the fact that my daughter didn't want to do it. And if she stayed there, she'd probably just be on a screen the whole time. And it was like, well, you just go back to the store with mommy. But that's not what my wife had an issue with. As soon as my daughter's like, yeah, she comes into the room. She's like, bribing? Really? And I was like, right. Yeah. Didn't think of that.
Sure.
When I positioned it like that. But that's 100% what I did.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Let's not bribe our children. I was like, great point. Anyway, she's going to go with you.
And you got to get her something sweet.
And you got to get her something sweet. So that was my dumb dad moment. But it was magnified by the fact that when my wife took my daughter to go get her prescription, she was like, let's go through the candy aisle. You can pick something out sweet you can have on the way home. She's like, I don't want any candy. I want something different. And my wife's like what? I want to go look at the toy aisle and like to avoid a absolute public meltdown. She went into the candy or into the toy aisle to like look around. It's like a drugstore toy aisle. So
those are
like
the worst.
They're the worst. It's like you're gonna spend money on something they're gonna forget they have a week from now.
Yeah.
So she ends up getting like this little stuffed caterpillar, which in my opinion is kind of cute. But the thing is, like, we also have like
in my opinion, if I had it weigh in.
You know, they also know they have like 200 stuffies. I mean, you can't go anywhere without somehow coming home with one.
We are talking about that.
Yeah,
it's a conversation. We got to start moving product, as they say, because we have a lot of stuffies, and I think it's time to
do it, right? But then you do it, you start breaking it down, and it's like,
Well, this one's from this connect trip.
I'm really bad at this kind of thing. I'm very, very bad at this kind of thing. And I was all the way down to when I was a kid. I attach memories so significantly to some things like that it's like it's hard for me to like get rid of it. Today, for an example, we were at the old place, and I'm literally breaking down their old bunk bed that is not in good enough condition to necessarily put up on buy nothing. Yeah. But also, now they each have a room, so right. We're not bringing the bunk bed over.
Yeah.
So it literally makes sense to like break it down and throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Right. As I'm breaking it down, I'm like feeling emotionally attached to like this thing that we do have zero need for.
Right.
Because they shared a room for 5.5 years at this old place. When we moved there, my daughter was in a crib. She graduated out of the crib into like this little, it was an IKEA loft bed that I converted and like built the bottom of it into like sort of a lower level bunk bed. And, you know, it's every night. It's been go in there, read stories, you know, talk about our day and turn lights off. And it's just been like for, you know, at least 3 years, probably the same routine. And so I'm feeling like, man, I feel bad like getting rid of this thing. So I'm definitely that way. But still, she came home with a stuffed animal. And I was like, a stuffed animal. She's like, because when you bribed our daughter to go get something sweet and she didn't want something sweet, she wanted to look for something. And now I'm caught in she was like, the whole time I was just cursing you, like, mother, why did you have to say I would get yours? Because now it's like, you don't want candy. You don't want the ice cream cone there. Now we're looking through the toilet. What do you want?
Yeah.
Picking and choosing. And she's like, can we just get the hell out of here? And it was all because of me that my wife is sitting there at the drugstore like, can we please just leave?
I love that she, good for your daughter for upgrading that to,
she's a hustler. What can I say?
Being like,
yeah, eyes on the prize.
I'm a pretty good screamer and I can be 3 times as heavy as I weigh when I want to be.
And I can see on your face and your shoulders, Mom, what this move is doing to you. And I am going to take advantage of that.
I want a toy. I would stop turning that neck red if I were you and just walk me to the toy aisle.
My bad, babe. I'm sorry.
I want to make fun of you for the bunk bed, but in truth, I still have a piece of their crib. Because my kids...
Like a little piece you kept?
Yeah. My kids slept in the same crib because my daughter had graduated and then... kept the crib because I think my wife was pregnant by then. Like it just kind of transitioned by that point and it was just like, oh, okay. And then just used the same crib.
Yeah.
Kids. And then when we converted it to a bed-ish, it's like the bed with the 1/4, 1/8 of it where it slats for their face, I guess. You know what I'm talking about? How like the whole side is open except for like 1/8 of it for when they just want, I guess, roll off the bed, they'll smash their nose first. Like,
oh, I see. I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's clearly a deterrent
for them
just completely falling out of bed. I assume it's like, it's probably tested and proven. So that piece was.
It's probably tested and proven.
Probably. It'd have been recalled. Everything gets recalled.
Everything.
You know what are those called? Those booger things that you put in the kid's nose and you suck out the boogers? That's going to get recalled because they're like, apparently we're sucking out.
Nose Frida?
Nose Fridas. Love them. No diss to the Rose Frida.
Never did it.
I did it. Oh my God. It's it's kid face boba. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Which is why I never did it.
Everyone else,
I couldn't get past. Bobas. Here's the thing: like you're sucking a booger through a straw that has a filter.
Yeah.
But if that filter fails, core memory registered, and you can't get rid of that.
Oh, see, you're wrong. It's already a core memory. You're already doing it.
Then I don't need it.
Yes, you do.
I don't need.
Yes, you do. Because then you being a nostalgic person could save the nose, Frida, and then every time you open your jewelry box, you have to move it out of the way.
I assume the nose Frida is like the plumbing I'm getting replaced in my house right now, which is like, it's a smaller tube than when it started with unless you ran one of those straw cleaners through there, which you didn't.
No. Because I don't want to get them mixed up. Why is this? All that to say,
it's a water bottle, straws,
I saved,
and nose freedom.
I saved that little eighth of the crib, is what I'm saying.
That's cute. I appreciate that.
We got like a dumpster or one of those things, like the large item pickups.
Yeah.
And I took out all the crib stuff. And then separate I had things. That one in hand, and I was like, no.
I like
and
that.
And I had put that up.
What high. Are you going to do with it?
No clue. No idea.
Could you, how big is a piece?
I don't know. Probably 2 feet by 1 foot.
Could you turn it into like a picture frame? Could you make your own picture frame?
Yeah, I could probably turn it into a picture frame.
That's not a bad one, huh?
That'd be pretty good.
My first thought was keychain, but then, you know, to
that's
what?
Almost like, disrespectful.
Yeah, it's almost disrespectful. So I went with picture frame.
Picture frame's good. I might do that. That might be a good one.
And right. You just put a picture of stay the tuned. Crib. No kids, just a picture. How much you missed of crib.
Do you have a photo? We're going all over the place today. Do you have a photo of like your son's bedroom when your wife was pregnant?
I hope so.
I do.
I have no idea.
I'm
sure we have something.
I nested early. I had the room done by like, she was like 5 months pregnant. Uh-huh. The whole room was done, like painted crib, everything. Mm-hmm. The two of us were nesting, but I remember she was at work and I was doing a lot of that. And I remember I took a couple photos. So if I go back, I'm like, yeah, they're there. So that'd be hilarious. I framed it with just that. And they're like, what is this room? Why do you have it framed?
Before you came and ruined everything.
This was the quietest this room's ever been. And I captured it.
I love that kind of stuff, man. It's just, you know, it's as much as like that video. I don't remember who, I know you know the guy's name that does the, before you know it, they're 4 and 5 and that's it. They're older and you don't have little kids anymore. And
oh, yeah, Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
Good Lord.
But he's also not wrong. I mean, like it's because it's like things are good until you realize like, oh man, they're not little. They're not little. I mean, he's trying to pinpoint when you realize that, but it's a different realization for every parent when you're just like, we talked about this before when I was like, my daughter stops wanting me to pick her up. And it's just like, man, I put her in little girl shoes and then she's off to preschool. And it was like, man, we don't have little babies anymore. That portion of it is just gone. You can't get it back. And that's, you know, that's,
and that's fair. That's what I'm talking about. And I know that maybe 4% of the people that watch videos like that will be affected by it. Mm-hmm. But for the majority of the parents, our listeners, most parents, it's just like, yeah, man, I know they're going to grow up and they're going to, you know, get mad that I am now an old person who's just kind of wandering and I don't know what I'm not helpful anymore. Thanks for bringing that up like that. But it just, it bugs me that you get this like reminder of like, hey, just so you know, they're going to hate you and you're going to die someday. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, hopefully it's later. Can we just not do that?
I just think that I always find those disingenuous. I find those posts of like, enjoy it now. And I was like, I know we make these posts about being angry, but we're enjoying our kids. People
are
enjoying their kids.
Maybe it's just a reminder to not you then, because you are enjoying your kids. You are living.
I think most parents are enjoying their kids. I think we do as well as we do on social media, because most parents are like, nah, I do love my kids, but damn, that is annoying.
It's like a very aggressive way to say like, hey, just smell the roses once in a while. Take a step back, appreciate today, you know, like, which is like a lot shorter of a way than doing it rather than make me feel guilty if I'm not.
It was a very aggressive way to ask me to smell the roses. I
just wanted to say, let me finish this.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you say little things like that, because I can literally tell you as I'm kind of going through that right now, moving from the place that we were kind of like halfway booted out of our old place when my daughter was 2 weeks old, because they were like, we want to upgrade this place and charge like 180% of the rent. Do you want to stay? We were like, we're getting priced out of our place.
Right.
And so we found this place. And then like, you know, less than a year after we moved to this new place that was much smaller, COVID hit. And it was like, boom. Now we're like locked into this little spot, you know,
right.
No yard, nothing. Just,
yeah.
And so just being able to like go back to those places and remember those things that you did and where you were as parents when they were like little kids, I think is important. It's cool that you kept that. My wife and I literally had a moment where we were there like a few days ago in their old room, and their old room was just like not abandoned, but it was like, I still needed to break down their bed. The dresser was there. They were not taking. And there was a couple of their little pictures on the wall, but we had like ushered out all their clothes and most of the toys that they said they wanted to keep and all the stuff. It just looked like it had been ransacked basically.
Yeah.
And I walked in and my wife looked at my wife and we both just kind of started tearing up. And we were just like, I said, are you okay? And she said, I'm just like appreciative. Like I can't, like we've talked so much about wanting to move out of that place.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like we made it work there. We got through COVID there together. We, you know, sure. We lived there for like 5.5 years and didn't always really want to be there, but it was like, it made sense for us.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just something about that where you're just like sort of acknowledging like new chapter, something different, you know? And as much as like that was not the right fit, we made it work. And then
I like
all these memories were made there and they were just like, kind of like, well, all right, that's it. You know, we kind of want to, anyway, so I stole the toilet. That's the point.
Oh, sweet.
Taking the toilet. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Just the back lid. I don't know why.
The back lid, yeah.
I'm going to make a picture frame out of it.
If you know how to cut porcelain,
yeah.
Please email us at dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
Let me move on to my E.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A dumb dad moment. You were kind of there for it, but no spoilers.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. So, I'm so excited about this story.
So it's such a dumb dad moment, but let me get through it. So it's PTA related. Mm-hmm. So our PTA, I've talked about it before. We're pretty small. We do what we can. I feel like we really got our sea legs this year and we've really been like doing a good job. Like, all right, this is scheduled for this day. We're doing this on this time. Like really doing a good job with setting these things up.
Sure.
One of our big moments was a movie night. Super excited for it. This was a big one. I had to jump through hoops of paperwork and I'm not going to get into that because it's super boring. But I started the paperwork in November, and this is a volunteer job. And it's like, good Lord, the way they treat you, where you're just like, I'm literally doing it for the children. Like,
yeah.
The attitude you get in emails and stuff that you're just like, from the district, not from the school. Everyone at this school is awesome. So setting up this movie night was already a long, arduous process. And working hard on it. And luckily, we had these awesome moms that worked on the decorating, and they did a fun time. We did the Mario Brothers movie. The decorations were awesome, and everything.
It looked good. It was
I was real.
You could tell like the classrooms worked on it. They had like a bunch of the characters cutouts made. Like
it was no, like, it was just PTA moms. Just the PTA moms.
Like, oh, just the PTA moms.
Just worked on all of it. They
Clutch.
Went.
Yeah, they looked great. They went there was hard like question on, blocks everywhere. It was awesome. It
they were really selling. They were selling mystery boxes. Uh-huh. That were just like those question mark boxes from Mario. You didn't know what was in them. You bought them, and it was great. Sold food, all that stuff. So, the night before the movie night, we put the kids to bed, and I come up with this idea. I came up with it before the kids went to bed, and I all day was recording the first level of every single Mario Brothers game ever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I skipping like the lame, weird Game Boy ones. Like I was just like all main console.
Yeah,
Mario 1, 2, 3, Super Mario World, 64, Galaxy, Sunshine, all that stuff.
Like just screen recording.
I just would put in Super Mario Brothers playthrough. And then it would be a 4-hour video, and I would just screen record the first level and then just go over to the next game and do it. And I did it for every single one. It was like a 40-minute video. I cut it all together in Final Cut, and then I put across the top, welcome families of our school,
yeah.
And turned down the opacity of it a little bit so you could like only see it when the screen went black. But it was kind of plastered over the whole thing. I was like, all right, sweet. Then I bought the Mario Brothers movie, and then I
love the dedication you've already shown us,
I was
told us about, I was, is apparent, and it's.
I was super pumped.
It's wonderful.
And I'd already seen the decorations that they'd done, so yeah. I was like, it was one of those things. Like I'd been jumping through hoops with like the paperwork and stuff for months, and these moms did an amazing job with the decorations. And I was like, I wonder if they're like, he's not doing anything. Like, you know, like I'm sure they weren't, but like you have that thought of just like they're physically doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm going to put a little extra touch in it, make this good. So I make that video. Then I buy the Mario Brothers movie on Apple, whatever Apple TV on the app on my laptop. Sure. Then I hit the download button and I let it download. And then I turned my phone on like airplane mode, Wi-Fi off, like do not disturb, like all the things, Bluetooth off just in case. And I was like, play, and it played, and then I skipped ahead, and it instantly played because it's downloaded. It's on there, and I just wanted to make sure because I'm not.
I see. You're making sure that because you downloaded, it's not like I have an access code to the cloud version of the. I want to like make sure it's like the file is on my computer.
On my computer,
yeah.
I can watch this anywhere, and it was like it was working, and everything was great, and I was like,
okay. And you're doing this ahead of time.
Doing this ahead of time. I'm doing this the night before. So then on the day, set up. I'm at the school all day. Whenever we have these events, which isn't often, I'm there from like drop off till 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Like
with
moments to run home because I live close, but like to grab something usually. And we're just doing a million things, setting up, blowing up the inflatable. And then it's about an hour before that's going
to... Let me just say one thing because I don't know if you've painted the picture just yet. It's in like the school courtyard. And
it's outside.
Blow up. It's like a... Like a blow up movie screen.
Movie right? screen.
So you bring your blankets projector. And you bring your chairs and everything. We can all lay out, watch it. You have like nice speaker set up. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe there.
People start coming in an hour. I'm like going to play the 40-minute movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's really still really bright out. Don't worry. Sunset is like 20 minutes before the movie starts. So we knew we would be okay on the movie front of it.
For sure.
But at one point I was like, all right, I'm just going to play on my video. This is a bummer. That they won't get to see the first part of it, but they hear the music. So I was like, that's still kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's playing. And then me and the...
So it just like looped, or like not loop, but like for the... It was like sort of a... To have something on the screen that was all, what all the levels were.
Sitting down. Yeah.
So it's really smart.
So it worked the sound and stuff, worked the projector. Like it's a test of everything.
Yeah.
And luckily the guy I was with, shout out to Jonathan. He was... he's like the school's like... You know, IT guy. Like he's just the smart guy that knows. Like, oh, you have a problem? He helps you with that. He works in the computer lab, all that stuff. And
he's like, yeah, I was born in 1999.
Yeah,
I know about computers.
Dummy. From the
all right,
he might not be from the 1900s. I don't know. So luckily, him and I were like, we had tested it at the school 3 days before, like the connections and everything. But then he had the smart idea. Now it's. The movie's going to start at 5:30. It's now 5. He's like, why don't you just start the movie? I'll point the projector down, but let's just start the movie to make sure that it comes through clear or whatever. And I was like, sure. I press play, and it immediately just screen on my computer just goes, this device does not support HDR playback. And I was like, oh no. And it's basically just saying this projector can't handle the quality of this video.
So when you tested the day before, you hadn't gone all the way through like putting it to the projector and like putting it up against a wall or something. Is that the one, thing you skipped?
We didn't test specifically that movie. What we tested was hook up a MacBook to the projector, and then he just like, what can I play on here? And he's playing YouTube and other things, and everything, sounds coming through, videos coming through. Great. But when you go to play this movie that you can only download in 4K.
You can only download in like 4K HDR.
Yeah, format.
Presentation.
Which is just format. Like the people that don't know the tech stuff. It's the best the thing can look.
Yeah.
And your computer isn't a 4K screen, but it plays it pretty well. This projector is like, I don't want to do that. So a half hour before it starts, it's like, no, I can't.
Can't even play the file.
So I'm like, oh no, what do I do? So now we're like, you jumped up, and now we're just like Googling what's the workarounds.
Yeah, I will say this. So we got there like at whatever 5:15 or something like that, right? So we knew you guys were there, and like you know, again, we don't go to the same school. We're thinking like, yeah, let's go. That's fun. We'll go support your school, and we've done both for each other's schools, which is great.
Movie night.
So anyway, so we roll up, lay out our blankets. My wife's gonna go wait in line for food and everything, and like, you pass by me like a couple times. I can definitely tell you're busy. Like, even though you're my homie, I'm not going to be like, hey, man. You know, it's like, I can see he's working on something.
Yeah, it's on the game coming up.
Yeah. Can you believe Taylor Swift is going to the Super Bowl? Can you believe it? And so I can see you're working. But I know you. And I can see the look on your face.
It wasn't good.
And that's why a couple passes, I was like, hey, Kev, do you need help, bud? And you went... probably.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I stood up immediately. I was like, oh, something's happening. So I go over there, and you were like, it says it won't play the file.
So my sister-in-law hears me. She goes and gets her projector. She lives close by.
From her house.
She gets back with like 5 minutes to spare. By then, we have an idea. We hooked up her projector just to test it. Same thing. HDR playback doesn't work. I don't know how much you have to spend on a projector, but they're both very nice projectors.
They can't be older than 5 seconds ago.
I guess.
It's probably the problem. The thing is, like, it's a little silly, but it's just two completely different brands that don't communicate, or like, they're not prepared for like the latest file extension to come out, and that's the standard. And we didn't like program our devices to meet that standard a year ago, blah 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 blah. But the thing is, like, what was frustrating, I think, is the file that you bought, which is just legitimately the iTunes or the iStore,
sure,
Apple Store,
the iApple
computer file store. Like, it's just baked into the file. There's no way to like turn off HDR. That's what I'm thinking with you, or like brainstorming. In which way can I display it without the HDR? Which can I go into the file and turn off HDR playback or something? And like, there's no really way to do that.
So it was super scary and frustrating, because now we're pretty packed.
Now it's dark enough to where a movie should be playing.
It's dark enough. The movie, it wasn't, we hadn't started late yet, but we were so close.
Well, no, but it's like, I imagine, you know, many a time when it's like, okay, so 5:30 is when the show starts. Right. Where's the singer? Don't know.
The principal's like walking by. She's just walking by. Thankfully, she didn't really know what was going on. She's like, I think you should say something. I was like, I think I might be talking for a while. Like, I don't know what the solve here is. So we're looking at like where we can buy now the Mario Brothers movie. And we're looking on my like laptop, and it's like, we can buy it from, you know, all these different sources.
Sure.
Amazon. You can buy it or rent it from YouTube. You can buy it from somewhere else. And we were both like, yeah, but that's not a guarantee that it's also going to be HDR 4K. Like, we don't know.
Right.
If we're just going to waste our time.
Right. Where is Blockbuster when you need them?
So I just said, I just like searched by the Super Mario Brothers movie. And it was funny because we definitely were pitching ideas and sometimes going, that definitely won't work. And I'll say something and go, I don't know, I said that was dumb. My favorite one was, it was suggested, what if we could just like get an illegal stream of it and just illegally stream it. And I remember thinking, that's a good idea, but only if I can watch the illegal stream first before I show it to a room of children.
That's so true. Good Lord. Can you imagine?
I don't remember there being a live action scene. Oh no.
My goodness.
So the solve was when I searched watch the Mario Brothers movie on just Google, one of the suggestions was Mario Brothers is on Netflix. And we were like, bleh. So and the only reason I say that is because it's like, that's a streaming platform. We're at a school, which I don't know how it works in the rest of the world, but let me tell you guys, in Los Angeles, if you're near a school, the service is terrible.
Like service is awful, and the Wi-Fi sucks because your school doesn't have fiber optic cable ripping through their mesh network of an elementary school.
So I hooked up to they signed us in to get me onto the main, not the guest, main
the
Wi-Fi.
The employee
Wi-Fi. Surprise, surprise, it's terrible. And we went to press play, and it buffered right away. And I went,
I don't understand. We just got this 10 years ago. It should be really fast.
I don't understand. The warranty. Oh, no, that was over. So Jonathan, again, the hero, goes, I got hotspot. And then I was like, I have hotspot. And then you were like, I have hotspot. My wife was there, and she's like, I also have hotspot. So we were like, okay, so we'll start with your hotspot. And when it just crashes
when it says, you've exceeded the limit of your data limit of the month.
Yeah. Then we will switch to someone else's hotspot. So we just played the movie on Netflix. And
off of a phone's hotspot. Phone's reception.
Onto a laptop, onto a projector, pressed play. I hit do not disturb.
And then Kevin ran away.
And then I held my breath for 90 minutes.
Like looking at everyone's phones, who has the most? Okay, everyone has two bars. It was the most
anyone has is 2 bars.
Anyone has 2 bars.
Yeah.
So we run it off Jonathan's phone, and it streams beautifully from start to finish.
And never buffers, never
and the
lags.
The whole time, I'm just thinking just don't do the thing where I'm waiting for the thing to happen where it goes from HDR to 480p. It doesn't, and it's looking it looks more like a kid's painting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we're about to be in trouble. Oh, the sound went out. That's what I was just the whole time thinking.
We were waiting for it to go to 1080p to a truck just splashed onto your windshield.
Yeah. Please just. And it was great the whole time. And I was like you, because I was in the thick of it for a second with you trying to solve it. This guy I'm reading in a forum says, if you turn your computer to low power mode, it will choose not to play HDR. Let's try it. Low. Nope, didn't work. Nothing worked. And other than the fact that it streamed for 90 minutes or whatever it is,
it's one of those
on this guy's phone reception.
One of those classic, if you weren't involved in if you weren't near the projector for the last 40 minutes before we started, you didn't know. But if you knew, it wasn't that fun.
No, and I've been in that situation and lost.
With that many people?
Yeah. About my senior year of high school, we did senior project, and my senior project with a buddy of mine was to write a movie and film it and then premiere the movie. And when it was the premiere was the next evening, we were finishing the cut that night. Mm-hmm. And we finalized it. And then when it was okay, print to, VHS again, basically.
Yeah.
It failed and erased our file. So we had nothing but raw VHS clips of everything we shot that we got reset back to that the night before our premiere. So by the time the premiere happened, my buddy, was back at his house waiting for it to finish being transferred onto the VHS while I was speaking in front of everyone saying, thank you for coming and telling about it. We're going to bring up some of the performers in the film. We're going to talk to them. I mean, the 5 minute to 10 minute introduction turned into a 2 hour and 25 minute delay.
Oh,
while I was just sweating bullets and eating it in front of everybody.
Did they finally get to watch it?
They finally got to watch it. But we also at one point had to say, okay, here's what's really happening. So it all worked out in the end. Everybody was basically supportive, but it was like, I know that feeling. When I jumped up and you were like, this is happening, I was like, it was like core memory of like, this is bad. We got to figure out a way to play it or watch my friend eat crow in front of all these people that paid money to come into the support of the school and be like, sorry, it won't watch HDR footage, which I don't even know if you guys even know what that means. And it doesn't really matter. But like,
it was like 20 minutes in, I walked up to somebody and I was just in my t-shirt and somebody was just like, aren't you cold? And I was like, oh no. I've been very warm for an hour straight. I've been so warm.
Are you? Everyone's in like
the second it's,
I showed up in a winter coat.
The second it's at HDR playback, won't happen. I mean,
you know right then.
Instant temperature change on my body. Just so warm. So if you guys have
let's tackle this idea. I got to take my sweatshirt off.
So if you guys have any situation similar to that, where you are supposed to be the cool dad setting them up for success, trying to do something fun for the school, and it goes backwards, please, like I said, write in and let us know. Email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We are at the Dumb Dads, which is our handle on Instagram, TikTok, and don't even go to X. YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this very podcast. You can see how I judge Evan on last week's podcast about his dating profile.
I was supportive. A seamstress chimed in. A seamstress chimed in and was like, a quality zipper is very much appreciated. So it's
thanks.
Me and that person versus everybody else.
Thanks as always to Edverdue on SoundCloud for the music of this podcast and our incredible producer, Annie, and my wife. Thank you so much for editing this podcast. Evan,
Bingo.
Do you have a joke?
Let's go. I got something for you. Ready? Here we go. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the skunk who fell into the river?
Did you hear about the skunk who fell into the river?
Stank right to the bottom.
So sad.
Really sad, right?
Yeah. Unless it's the really skunk that's like sprayed my dog 3 times. Then jeez. Might have little cement feet from me.
Listen, when you're surviving in the wild, whether it's for a TV show or something, don't just drink the water. You don't know what's upstream. That's all I can tell you. Okay?
Random. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.